Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, and the Mishnah continues to discuss this topic of a shaliach bringing a get and the requirement to declare b'fanin echtab u'fanin echtam, that rabbinic requirement. The Mishnah here says, Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael. If one is acting as a shaliach, delivering a get from two locales within Eretz Yisrael, so then, Eino tzarich shiyomar b'fanin echtav u'b'fanin echtam. He's not required to make the declaration that he saw it being written and signed in front of him, because even if without him, if we need to verify this get, we can. And in fact, says the Mishnah, im yesh lav orin, if there is a dispute regarding the legitimacy, the authenticity of this get, that it's an invalid forged get, then yiskayem b'chosmav. So then the get will be certified, be established as being legitimate based on its signatures. So what's happening here? First, let's talk about the keem of the shtar itself. So how are you mitkayem b'chosmav? How do you confirm the legitimacy of a get based on its signatures? There really are three ways. The one way is that you can say, you see John Hancock signed the get. You can then go find John Hancock and say, is this your signature? They can ask John Hancock, is that your signature? He says yes. The second possibility is it says John Hancock signed it. John Hancock isn't to be found. Maybe he's dead or who knows where or what. But if other people say, listen, I recognize John Hancock's signature, so then that would be a separate way of confirming that the signature is legitimate to establish the get. The third way is that, let's say, John Hancock isn't to be found, and there's no one who recognizes the signature per se, but we have other shtaros, other contracts, which have been signed by this John Hancock, and the shtar that we have on file is already like notarized as being legitimate shtar with a legitimate signature. So then we can match the signatures. We can say, listen, this get is signed by a certain guy named John Hancock, and we see the signature matches the other document which we have notarized to confirm that it was signed by John Hancock by the Bezdin. Therefore, matching the signatures, you can confirm that the signature is legitimate. If you do that for both signatures, so then you can establish that the get is legitimate, even if the husband's protesting. Now, it says im yesh alav orim. If there are people who are, you know, complaining about objecting to the legitimacy of this get. So now, who are we talking about? We're talking about the husband. If the husband, who is a party to the get, right, he would know firsthand, he's saying, I didn't write this get, I didn't give this get's not from me. So then that's a complaint, that's an objection to which we have to be very concerned regarding. And therefore, we'll have to establish the get based on, you know, check the signatures. If somebody else, some random whistleblower in town is like, listen, that woman got remarried, she's still married to, you know, the previous husband, and that get she's showing you, that's just a fraud. So we would ignore such a person. A person can't just raise claims against a lady and question her get. We don't even, so therefore, if there's such a claim raised, we would not even bother to confirm the authenticity of the signatures on the get. In contrast, if there are formal edim, two kosher witnesses testify that the get itself is mezuyaf, it's like a forgery of a get, then we would listen to them, and actually to the contrary, wouldn't even bother to try to confirm the signatures, because the testimony of two kosher witnesses overrides signatures anyway. So maybe the signatures themselves somehow managed to be fraudulent or something else happened. Doesn't matter. The point is, if the orim we're talking about here are not really people who are making a protest, but two witnesses proper who are giving edus that the get is a fraud, we would accept their testimony regardless of our ability to try to certify the signatures. Okay. Hamevi get memedinas hayam. If one brings a get from across the line, over, from afar. Ve'enu yachol lomar b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. But he's not able to make this declaration. So this is a regular person who acted as a shaliach in his normal capacity, but somehow along the way he became like a deaf mute. He became no longer able, halachically capable of making this declaration anymore. So now what do we do? The answer is, we cannot rely on him. We can accept the get in front of two people. We can't, without the declaration, we can't rely that the get is legitimate, and therefore we'll have to confirm the get. Im yesh lav edim yiskayim b'chosmav. If there are signatures on the get, then we'll have to use those signatures to verify that the get is legitimate by one of the three ways I said before: finding the signatories themselves, asking a second witnesses, who recognize those signatures, or matching the signatures to another document. Now, the Mishnah is a little strange, as much as it says im yesh lav edim, if there are witnesses who sign the get, you might say to yourself, well, wait a second, how in the world could it be a get without signatures? But the answer is that this part of the Mishnah seems to be going like Rabbi Elazar, who held that it's really the Ede Mesira that are Kores, that it's the essential role of the witnesses is to watch the handing over of the get, not the signing of the get. And therefore, as far as Elazar is concerned, even if witnesses don't sign the get at all, it's still a kosher get. The only reason the signatures are there are for what's called Tikkun Olam, for practical purposes, our various scenario of our Mishnah. If we need to figure out if the get is legitimate or not, we'll know who to turn to, because there are signatories on it. And therefore, our Mishnah here is saying, if there are signatories on it, so then we can try to confirm those signatures. But at least according to Rav Elazar, if there are no signatures at all, that doesn't make a get in and of itself not kosher. Just in this scenario over here, we would not be able to enforce the get, meaning the woman would not be able to get remarried until we get some kind of confirmation that the get is legitimate, because simply a shaliach delivering it who's unable to make the declaration b'fanei nechtam is simply not enough to enforce a divorce and let her remarry.